You're listening to day three of the Conversations with Your Higher Self Retreat. You're listening to the 12th House Retreats, where we take you through a little guided visualization. So get comfortable. We'll get started right after this fireside chat. Let's talk creativity. Creativity is that thing that some people have in spades. They can paint, they can sculpt, they can write, they can do all sorts of things that seem just so creative. And then some of us just don't seem to be able to tap into our creativity. But we all have creativity. If you think about when you were a kid and you were in school and they asked you to draw this or draw that, you probably were able to come up with something. So it's all in us. We have that creativity. It's just that somewhere along the way, we've lost it, or we were told that we weren't good enough, that the result of our creativity was subpar, not beautiful, could be better if we just tried this, or if we just did that, or maybe we should take lessons. So basically, our creativity was criticized right out of us. But we all have it. It's all ingrained in us. And when you think about what creativity is, it's just a way of interpreting what we see before us. It's just a way of taking pieces of different things and putting them together in our own way, in our own perspective. So we all have that in us. And it's our birthright to be able to take that, take what we see and turn it into something that is our own perception, our own interpretation of what we're seeing. So I want us to take a look at creativity today, because creativity, or the art of creating, is a very healing process. And it's something that you can use in your day-to-day life if you're struggling with a problem or struggling with something in your life. Just sitting down and creating can really be very cathartic. And it's not about what you wind up with. The end result is not important. It's the process of sitting down and creating something. And that could be painting, it could be sculpting, it could be writing, but it doesn't have to be those typical artistic endeavors that we usually think about. Creating can be anything. When you're in the kitchen and you're cooking or you're baking, you're creating. So maybe your talents aren't necessarily with a paintbrush and paint, but maybe you're really good at putting together a meal, or you're really good at baking cookies. And that's creating. You're taking pieces, separate pieces, flour, butter, baking soda. You're putting all these pieces together to create something else. And that process is very soothing and healing. It's the same with painting. If you're looking at a beautiful scene, or you have a beautiful scene in your head, maybe it's a tree or a stream or something like that, you're taking different pieces and you're going to put it onto a canvas to recreate the image that you see, but with your own interpretation. So you're interpreting all of the tones and colors that are in the leaves of the tree. You're interpreting how to create that motion of the stream or the river of the water onto your canvas. And so you're taking these pieces and you're interpreting them and putting them onto canvas. That process of taking pieces and interpreting and then outputting is what is cathartic and healing. And we should all be able to do this from time to time. But like I said earlier, we've all kind of been, or many of us have been, coaxed out of creating because, oh, I can't really create. Again, as you look at creation and creativity, try not to focus on the end result. That's only important if you're planning on selling your stuff or showing it to people. The point that I'm hoping to get across to you is that this creativity and this process is for you and you alone. It's not about getting to an end result and being able to show it, to say to people, look, look what I created. Look how great I am. If you do create something spectacular, by all means, please show it. We all would love to see beautiful things and be able to sort of share in the success of your creative product or your creative process. But know that that's not the goal. The goal is to go through the process. And so today we are going to focus in on having a conversation with our higher self about our creativity, to try and tap back into what is our creative process? What does that look like for us? And how can you access it so that you can use it in your day-to-day lives? Another way that we can look at creativity is about creating space for people, creating opportunities for people. So it doesn't always have to be this physical creation. It doesn't have to always be paint, paintbrush, sculpting clay, cooking. It can also be about creating space for people to come together. So maybe you're somebody who likes to have people over and make them dinner, for example, but have a dinner party where you're creating this space and this environment where people feel happy, safe, connected to others. So that's creativity as well. You can also think about creativity as problem solving. So maybe at work, you're in a particular job that could require some creativity, some problem solving in a unique way. So maybe there's a particular challenge happening at work and you have to come up with a new way of putting the pieces together for a new solution. So that's creativity too. There are opportunities all around us to be creative. And if we can tap into that and maybe acknowledge and recognize when we're doing it, that we're doing it, then maybe you can tap into that healing process or tap into that process that gives you that confidence that you can create things. And then maybe you can turn that inwards and start creating your own opportunities, start creating your own journey forward, start creating your own journey forward. So before we go into the conversation with our higher self, we want to make sure we have our intention statement. So we're going to go through the same process that we've gone through before, starting with our problem statement. So what could be the problem statement that you want to turn into an intention? When it comes to creativity, are you a creative person? Are you feeling stuck? Is that maybe where your problem statement lies? Or do you feel like you're not a creative person and you have zero creative ability, and that's where your problem statement might be? So a problem statement could just look like, I don't create, period. So maybe that's for somebody who feels like they could create. They might be crafty, for example, but they're just not finding the time to create. So maybe the problem statement is, I don't create. It's pretty generic. It could apply in a lot of different scenarios. So then what would be your I wish statement? So if you have your problem statement, flip it into an I wish statement. You've identified what the problem is. What's your desired state? So an example could be, I wish that I could create more often. So once you've found your I wish statement, you just flip that into a statement that is present tense. So instead of saying, I wish that I could create more often, my example would be, I create as often as I like. So you just flip your statement into something that is in the present tense. All right. So if you have now your intention statement, we're ready to go. So let's get started. Okay, so get into a comfortable sitting or lying down position. And then I would invite you to just close your eyes or soften your gaze. And take your first deep breath in. And exhale. Take another deep breath in. And exhale. Another deep breath in. And as you exhale, just feel any tensions that you might be holding in your shoulders, leaving your body. Take another deep breath in. Bring your attention to your jaw. And if you're holding any tensions there, just exhale it. Take a deep breath in. And if you're holding any tension in your face, in your eyes, in your forehead, just exhale them out. Take a deep breath in to your neck and to your higher back. If you feel any tensions there, just exhale them out. Take a deep breath in and bring attention to your arms and hands. And exhale any tension. Take a deep breath in and bring attention to your lower back. And if you're feeling any tension, just exhale it out. Take a deep breath in. Bring attention to your hips and your lower back. And exhale any tensions that might be resting there. Take a deep breath in. Bring attention to your knees. And exhale any tension you might be holding on to. Take a deep breath in and bring attention to your feet. And as you exhale, exhale all of the tension you might be holding in your feet. Now, keeping your attention on your feet, I invite you to notice the roots that are growing out from under your feet. I want you to imagine them growing and pushing their way into the earth, keeping you solidly grounded. And I want you to imagine them growing out and extending all the way to the center of the earth and wrapping themselves around the core. Now, I want you to imagine that in the core, there is a bright light. And I want you to imagine that that light is a mixture of orange and light blue. And the two colors are swirling around each other. They're both bright and beautiful. And as you take a deep breath in, I want you to imagine that light of orange and light blue coming up your roots, making their way all the way to your feet. And exhale. On your next deep breath in, imagine pulling that light of orange and light blue all the way to your sacral chakra, so right under your belly button. and exhale. Now on your next inhale, I want you to imagine that the orange light is going to stay here, and you are just pulling up that light blue light, going all the way up into your throat chakra. And exhale. Take a nice big deep breath in, and once you're at the top of your breath, I want you to hold it. And slowly exhale. And when you're at the bottom of your breath, I want you to hold it for a count of three. And then I want you to inhale. And when you're at the top of your breath, hold it for another count of three. And slowly exhale. And when you're at the bottom of your breath, hold it for another count of three. Take another inhale. And at the top of your breath, hold it for three. And exhale. And just keep breathing in and out. As you bring your attention down to your sacral chakra, so right below the belly button, going back to that orange light, I want you to imagine that orange light turning into a sphere of light, a ball that's sitting right in your sacral chakra. A beautiful orange light. And as you take a deep breath in, I want you to imagine that sphere growing a little bit bigger. And exhale. And with every inhale, just imagine it growing a little bit bigger. And growing it again a little bit bigger until it reaches outside of your physical body and starts to grow into your auric field. Maybe it reaches the size of a gigantic beach ball. Maybe it's bigger than that. So whatever size suits you, keep breathing and expanding it until the sphere has reached the size that you're comfortable with. I want you to imagine pulling up a little bit of that color, a little bit of that orange sphere up through your belly button, up through your heart chakra, and connecting it to your throat chakra. And once you're at your throat chakra, I want you to imagine that beautiful light blue light forming a similar sphere. And with every breath in, I want you to imagine it expanding a little bit more. Expanding out past your physical body and growing to the same size as your orange sphere. Once you've grown your blue sphere to the size of your orange sphere, I want you to imagine taking a little bit of that light blue light and pulling it down back into your sacral chakra. so that you're connecting your sacral chakra and your throat chakra, your two centers of creativity. Take a minute to sit in this connection and notice how you feel. Notice any images that might come through or any thoughts. Now I invite you to take that connection between your sacral and your throat. And I invite you to pull that mixed light all the way up to your crown and bring it all the way up that beautiful thread that connects you to your higher self. Pulling that light all the way up into the universe, right up and connecting it to your higher self. I want you to imagine yourself up there with your higher self. And take a minute to notice how the space around you is transforming and becoming a beautiful space, a room that is there for just you and your higher self to have a conversation in. It's a room that feels safe to you, comfortable, and familiar. And I invite you to take a minute to look around and notice all the details of the room. And as the music starts to play, I invite you to turn your attention to your higher self and notice that they are handing you a cup or glass of your favorite drink. And I invite you, if you feel like it, to clink your glasses in a toast, celebrating again that you're here together, connecting and ready for your conversation. I would also invite you to take a minute to notice how your higher self is coming through for you today. What do they look like? Are they the same as in previous conversations? Or do they look different? How are they feeling today? Now I would invite you to bring your intention statement forward. Letting them know what you're here to talk about today. And with your intention statement forming the background of the conversation, I would invite you to ask your higher self, how connected am I to my creativity? And as you ask the question, I invite you to stay open to the messages that will come through for you whether you see them, hear them, feel them, or just feel certainty about them. Now I would invite you to ask your higher self the question, when I am fully connected to my creativity, what do I create? Now, I would invite you to ask your higher self, how do I create? I would invite you now to ask your higher self, what does creating do for me? Finally, I would invite you to ask your higher self, what else can you show me, tell me, help me to understand or feel about my creativity? It is time to finish up your conversation with your higher self. I invite you to notice that your higher self is holding out their hands to you. I want you to notice that in the palm of each hand, they're holding one blue light and one orange light. And they're inviting you to take those lights with you. So if you wish, you can take those lights now and hold on to them as you thank your higher self for connecting with you today and say goodbye. I invite you now to take a deep breath in. As you exhale, notice that the room around you is dissolving and you're returning to that space in the sky next to your higher self. And as you take another deep breath in and exhale, I invite you to start imagining yourself moving down that beautiful thread that connects you to your higher self. Take a deep breath in and exhale, continuing to move down that thread until you reach your crown and move your way down to your throat chakra. And here I want you to pause for a minute. And I invite you to take that light blue ball that you got from your higher self and leave it here in your throat chakra, allowing it to combine with that beautiful blue orb that you worked with earlier. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, I want you to imagine bringing back in that beautiful big orb that you had created in your auric field, reducing it to a size that works for you. Deep breath in, and as you exhale, reducing that light, leaving yourself creative and open, but not too open. Take a deep breath in and exhale, reducing that orb. When you feel ready, I invite you to move your way down away from your throat chakra, back down into your sacral chakra, right below the belly button. I invite you to take that orange light that you got from your higher self and leave it here, allowing that light to mix with that beautiful orange orb of light that you had pulled up from the earth. With a deep breath in, I want you to picture that beautiful big orange orb of light, and as you exhale, bringing it in a little bit closer to your physical body. Inhale. As you exhale, reducing the size of that orb a little bit, bringing it in line with the size of your blue light in your throat chakra. Deep breath in and exhale, reducing it. Now I want you to imagine that that light is now pulling down through to your roots, through to your feet, but it is now a white light. You've left the orange and the blue in your body and are just bringing that pure white light down through your roots and returning it into the center of the earth, back into the core. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Now I invite you to take a deep breath in and bring your attention back to your feet. Start wiggling your toes around. Take a deep breath in and bring attention back to your lower back and your hips, and maybe move those around a little bit. Take a deep breath in and bring attention to your back and to your shoulders and starting to move those around. Take a deep breath in and bring attention to your fingers and hands and wiggle them about. Take a deep breath in and bring your attention up to your neck and your head. And as you exhale, move those around a little bit. Take a deep breath in and bring attention to your eyes. And as you exhale and you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Give yourself a few minutes to get back into full consciousness. Maybe take a look around the room. Start noticing what's in the room. If you have a glass of water nearby, you can take a sip. Brings you back into your body. And if you have a pen or paper nearby and you want to take notes when we go through the three questions, then I invite you to grab that right now. We're going to jump in to our three questions. Okay, so welcome back to your physical body and full consciousness. We are going to get started with our three questions. And remember, you can always pause if you need more time to think about the answers to your questions. So starting with our first question, what came through for you today? Remember to think about images, words that might have popped up, symbols, colors, animals that might have come through. If there were other people in the room with you, not just you and your higher self, you can note those down. So remember to note all of that down, how your body was feeling, any sensations that came through. So take note of all of those things. And remember that the quality of your conversation with your higher self doesn't come with the quantity of things that came through for you. If you only got one message, that is as good as getting 50 different visual cues or words or having a whole actual conversation. One word, one feeling is just as important. So don't judge the quality of your conversation by the quantity of things that came through for you. Okay, so question number two is, how does the information that came through for you today inform your intention statement? What might be the connections between the information that came through and your intention statement? So try to think about those connections or how you can put those puzzle pieces together to try and inform your intention statement. And question three is about taking action. So what action can you take, or maybe stop taking, that will help you live the truth of your intention statement? So knowing what you know now with all the information that came through with your conversation, and it helped inform your intention statement, what actions can you start doing or stop doing that would help you live the truth of your intention statement? So give that some thought. And again, you can come up with those actions right now, but you can also think about it. Sometimes you get inspired at some point. You might not have the answer right now, but as you live your day to day, you might get a spark of inspiration. So allow that to be if you can't come up with an action right now. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. So I hope you've enjoyed it. We have been in our heads quite a bit, and I don't think I've reminded you over the last couple of episodes, so I'll do it now. If you can go out and do some physical activity, it is really important to have your quiet time and your meditation, but it's equally important to take care of your physical body and physical health. So go out and do something physical Walking outside is great. Yoga is great. Or if you just like to go and do some kickboxing, get a lot of physical activity, that is equally great. And if you can, try to connect with people who you enjoy being around, who make you laugh, or watch a show that makes you laugh. Just anything that you find enjoyable that gives you a laugh, a giggle, go out and do it. So I wish you all a great week, and I hope you'll join me in the next episode.